Did the Douglas Gallery bring Yvonne here?
Okay, Douglas Gallery and mm-hmm. Vancouver Art Gallery and Intermedia.
Okay.
Brought those people here together. They worked together, and they brought Deborah Hay, the first one.
Uh huh. And where was that? Was that at
that the? That was at Intermedia.
At Intermedia.
We had workshops every about three nights a week, and sometimes at UBC. In the big place where they did examinations, what was it called?
The armories?
The armories.
Okay,
the armories, yeah.
Yeah,
we had that whole thing for doing our rehearsals and our presentations for her. And the other times we would be at Intermedia. And once I remember we were at Michael Morris's house, because mm-hmm. he was away, so we used his whole house for a workshop. And then we had a performance night at the Vancouver Art Gallery.
Oh.
Yeah. Which was very, very organized. Deborah Hay's husband had come some days earlier and was very interested in what we all were doing. He, in fact, happened to be there at Michael Morris's. And so he took on, he loved a lot of the work. And so did she. And so her husband took on the work of backstage manager, and he made sure that we were all back there with our props in the right order and that we were quiet and ready to go on stage at the right time. Now nobody was used to that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was used to that much ordering around, but they did it mumbling all the way.
So,
and it was a marvelous performance.
Had you been involved in performance before?
Never.
No.
No.
Oh, so this
never.
Was it. This was this the beginning. Was
I had heard of happenings, and Glenn Lewis had done a happening in a swimming pool at UBC a year or two earlier with a bunch of his friends. But I thought it was just interesting for the performers. It was not interesting to watch because they did, things with swimming and so on.
That was your first reaction.
Yeah, that was my first reaction to happenings.
Right,
As in not too well organized and not with any kind of punch to them.
Mm-hmm,
nothing particularly.
So they were participatory, though, weren't they? I mean, anyone could join in.
Perhaps, but they did have a group who had practiced for yay many times and then eventually did the performance. We all stood on a balcony and watched.
Uh-huh.
So it was not that participatory.
And that was at the Crystal Pool?
It was at UBC.
Beach. Oh, it was at UBC.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Glenn was teaching, of course, there.
Yes, yeah.
Right, in the Fine Arts Department.
In the Education Fine Arts Department.
Okay.
Where I was a student. I was his pottery student.
Right, of course, because you were studying to be a teacher, or you were already a teacher.
I had been a teacher then for 11 years or so. 12 years by then. Yeah, that's right. And I was just taking more courses to finish my my secondary
certificate.
Teacher's degree. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I finished my elementary one and I was taking more courses. And by the time I got into Glenn Lewis's course, I was no longer interested in finishing. I just got interested in making.
Making art.
Making art, yeah.
Right.
So I never did actually finish all my courses. But no, where was this? Is not interesting.
Well, it's background. It's
yeah.
context.
Okay.
So it's interesting to me.
Yeah.
So this is the beginning of performance for you, though. This
That's
is
right.
your first
yeah.
exposure to this.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in, we have a date for that, too. Gee. Maybe I've written
Deborah Hay was
yeah.
1968.
Here we go. No, it was 69, April 2nd, 1969. Oh, unless...
That's Yvonne Rainer.
Oh, okay, I got
yeah.
you. So this
yeah.
was a completely other
yeah.
event. Okay,
yes.
So this was the previous year.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
okay.
So this is Yvonne Rainer.
This is
like.
The same, yes, this
yeah.
is the same performance. All of these pictures
yeah.
are the same performance. So what's happening here anyway?
She had us standing around naturally, but still.
Right.
No move. No,
placing
well,
yourself.
Okay, the movements that happened were to happen from the bodies relaxing or making a totally natural shift. There was no intentional movement to be involved. She had us standing there forever, just looking natural. And the tiny little shifts that you made were what were to be interesting to the audience.
And were the shifts made as a result of making balance in the way you were standing? Yeah, or they weren't supposed, you weren't being dramatic in any
way? No,
no, no.
You
right?
were not allowed to be dramatic.
Right.
You weren't even to intend the moves. They were supposed to be natural body movements that happened
as a
simply
result.
From standing. And then there were parts of it where some people were walking around the room very fast, and I think parts of it were running. I was one of the walkers. I've forgotten what I had to do in the middle of my walk. I had to do some action, but mostly it was just walking around the perimeter of the room.
So there were...
So those pieces were very... tough, I'd say. And isn't this...
And that's you, there?
No.
Yes.
That's me.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you meant this
And that's
one.
Glenn, and that's Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then...
See, Michael's standing very stiff.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually not doing it right.
He's into knee lock.
He just wants to look good.
Strike a pose.
Yeah, he certainly is. How young we are looking.
And this fellow here, do you recognize him by any chance?
No. He's familiar, but I can't remember.
So this wasn't the first time you were at the Intermedia building.
Oh, no.
Well, because I have things...
I think in 1968 was pretty close to the beginning of the Intermedia.